think the best line I ever heard about gratitude comes from the Benedictine monk, Brother David Stindelrass, who's now about 92 years old. I don't know if you saw her, but he was interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. He's just this extraordinary monk of the Benedictine order. And Brother David Stindelrass is famous for saying, it's not happiness that'll make you grateful. It's gratitude that will make you happy. When you begin to live with the awareness that everything in your life is a grace, a gift, and a blessing. Because the fact is, and when we stand before God, we can never say, this belongs to me, except for my sin. But everything else, from my spouse, my children, the roof over my head, the cars, the clothes on my back, everything is a grace, a gift, and a blessing. You know, Chuck, if you ever find yourself at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, there is a woman there by the name of Elizabeth. And Elizabeth comes from Ghana, and she's the attendant as you drive out of the parking lot at the airport parking at DFW. And I got to know her, and she got to know that I was a priest, and she used to always call me preacher man. And the one thing that always impressed me, every time I would go to pay my parking bill, she would always be reading her Bible. And every day I would ask her, I would say, Elizabeth, how are you today? And she would always say, you know, preacher man, I was blessed yesterday, I'm blessed today, and I'm going to be blessed tomorrow. And what always struck me about Elizabeth was her gratitude had unlocked the fullness of life for her, and it turned what she had into enough and more. And so I just think this attitude of gratitude, you know, somebody once said, I love it, somebody once said, if you want to become a millionaire, be grateful, because gratitude is the best get-rich-quick scheme there is, and you don't even have to buy a lottery ticket. You know, when you meet people who are grateful, Chuck, at least this is what I've discovered that people who are grateful, they vibrate on a different plane. I mean, they don't have worry. They don't have anxiety. They just live this life of abundance, knowing that God is going to take care of them and God is going to see them through. And so I just think it's so critical, especially with next week being Thanksgiving and with this year being a year unlike anything any of us have ever experienced, that maybe we really do need to pause and to dig deep and to really ask the question, what am I grateful for? What are the gifts, the blessings, and the graces that God has showered upon me today and this year?
Father Albert Haas, our spiritual director, talking about gratitude today. Let's open up our phone lines, inviting you in our listening audience to join us on the program. Toll-free phone number into the studio, 888-914-9149. Don't forget, you can email us as well, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But talking about gratitude, what's your experience of gratitude? And maybe when you weren't able to find much in your life to be thankful for. We're going to talk about this. I mean, it's easy to be grateful when things are going well. But what about the times for you when life was difficult? Maybe when that cross you were carrying was a heavy one. Were you able to find a way to say thank you, Lord, and be grateful for that moment in your life? Again, toll-free number, 888-914-9149. So Father Albert Haas, preacher man, I like that a lot, by the way. but talk a little bit about Elizabeth. It reminds me, my wife Judy befriended a woman years ago. Her name was Ethel, God rest her soul. I mean, I'm telling you, poor as a church mouse, could not be more grateful for everything in her life. And it's like Elizabeth, whom you know from DFW, and our friend Ethel, it's like, how do we get what they have? Because they've got something that maybe we just don't quite understand, do we?
Yeah, well, you know, I think part of the secret, like I think part of Elizabeth's secret, because, I mean, I know for a fact that being an attendant at the checkout lane at DFW, at the, you know, she's not making a lot of money. But I think what it is that what the less we have, the more we come to see just how rich our lives are, and we come to discover how God can be trusted. You know, I've said on this show before, Chuck, you know, that when we worry, worry really is an insult to God. Because when we worry, we are basically saying God cannot be trusted. And so that's really why worry is an insult. And when I look at the founder of my own religious community, Francis of Assisi, who lives this life of radical poverty, you know, what most people don't realize about Francis's poverty is Francis lived this poor life not as a sign of self-renunciation. Rather, Francis's poverty was a radical affirmation that God can be trusted, that God will take care of me, that God will supply, that everything in my life is a grace, a gift, and a blessing. And at the end of his life, when he writes his final will and testament, which is this precious document that we have, that it's a very, very short document. It's only about a page long, a page and a half long. But at the very beginning of that document, no less than six times, Francis says how he didn't know what to do, but God showed him what to do, and God led him among the lepers, and God gave him faith in the church, and God sent him brothers, and God showed him how to live. And so Francis kind of lived with this awareness of gratitude that God was, as he once called God, the great alms giver, that God will supply everything that we need. God doesn't always give us what we want, but he does give us what we need. And this is a great insight, you know, of Francis of Assisi. And by the way, Chuck, for your listeners, I've written up a little document on the attitude of gratitude. And if anybody wants to email me, I'll be happy to send them this little document so they can email me at my email address, which is S as in Sam, H as in Horatio, E as in Eagle, N as in Nebraska, F as in Florida, U as in University. So it's shenfu@aol.com.
Yeah, and we'll give that to you a few times through the hour if you want that little document, Attitude of Gratitude by Father Albert Haas, shenfu@aol.com. And just talk about that a little bit more, if you would, Father Albert, because I think when things are going tough for us, that's when we say, okay, I'm going to take care of this. I don't know where you are, Lord, but I'm going to, yeah. I'll jump back in here. And we kind of, we're not happy with the way things are going. We're not grateful because life gets tough. But it's what do? We kind of push God aside and say, don't worry about it right now, Lord. I'll take care of this.
Well, that's the great temptation, isn't it? I mean, that's the temptation for all of us. But as I mentioned in this little document, and I think I also mentioned it in the chapter on my book, Catching Fire, Becoming Flame, one of the ways that we can grow in gratitude is to look back on your life. Look back on the difficult times in your life. Look back on the tragedies of your life and ask yourself, in those moments, how did I manage to get through? And I think when you begin to reflect on your past life, especially the tragedies, you come to discover that even in the midst of the disappointments and the challenges and the tragedies, there was this golden thread of God's grace that was just sewing your life together. And so sometimes when we're right in the midst of the tragedy, when we're right in the very midst of the disappointment and we're really struggling, we don't see how God might be ministering to us. But God is always coming to us. In the people who come into our lives, in the events we find ourselves in, God is always trying to speak to us, to minister to us, to console us, and to nurture us. You know, just this morning, Chuck, I got an email from one of your listeners. I have no idea where she lives, but she talk about a tragedy in her life. She just lost her husband of 33 years after a long, long, long illness. And he really believed he was going to be cured by God, and God did not cure him. And then she lost her mother and her one daughter she's estranged from. And on top of all of that, now her husband's siblings are fighting over the estate. And she was saying to me in the email, you know, where do I turn? I just don't know where to go. But I'm convinced, Chuck, that even in the midst of all of that, God is speaking to her, and God is present to her, but maybe God is present to her in a way that she's not aware of. But I guarantee you, 5 years from now, she's going to be able to look over at this horrible year in her life, and she'll probably see how God's thread of his grace was just stitching her life together. But that's how God works with us.
We are talking today about gratitude. Go ahead and say.
Well, no, I just was going to say, but as you say, when we're in the midst of the challenge, we don't always see it. And that's why we need things like Catholic radio, and we need things like the sacraments, and we need things like Scripture to remind us that even in the midst of the storm, Jesus is walking towards us.